time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and we're back once again. We'll be here noon today, and we're going to do some trivia here this hour. And if anybody would like to call in and ask questions about anything they've heard today or any time, why, please feel free, 740-383-9944. Like to hear from you. If you have any questions about anything, I always do. I have a million questions always, and I'm always looking up the answers on Google, except for local things. And then, I don't know, you might not be like me. Every time I see construction going on, I'm eager to find out what it is they're building. And, they're going, you know, the Marion Power Shovel building, part of that is going to be that new animal feed thing. And that's going to be highly interesting because that, if you had to draw a circle and pinpoint it with various stages of development, this new company out of Vancouver, Canada, will be raising flies, and the fly, the pupa or whatever, will be dried and processed into animal feed. And they will, and the feed for those flies will come from Reconserve of Marion, who takes in a lot of leftovers from different food industries, and not meat, but more or less the baked things. And then you'll have the offshoot of making alcohol out here at Poet. That will all be going into feed for these flies. And then, you know, you get a complete circle there. And it's just like somebody say, flies? Well, hey, free range, that's the big thing today, you know. Free range, this and that, free range. And actually, free range chickens eat the same bugs, you know. I mean, and yet, we, you know, we enjoy all the chicken we can eat, seems like. But chickens, free range, eat everything that's on the ground. Everything. So you can't put it down. Free, you know, the food that will be developed for animal feed. It's just one big circle. Really great. And thank goodness for Ted Graham and bringing that to the Marion Power Shovel. That's great. Ted, I tell you, I think he's going to be at the meal tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night. Ted, you know, you can't say enough about Ted because he's a neat man and knows how to do business. And he's a person that, you know, knows industry and everything, you know, connected. Take the depot out here that for many years, I remember flying over that depot and seeing all the roofs caved in. And I thought, gee, boys, can't somebody mow that down, get rid of it? And here now you look at it today, and Ted came along and made a whole new area there. The walls that were built in 1942 were substantial. No problem there. But the roofs, that was a big problem. And entrances and so forth, you could back semis up to. He did all that, changed all that. Okay. Well, If you have any questions, give me a buzz, 7403-39944. So there will be rides available at the airport this Saturday, regular rides in the regular airplane, helicopter rides, the Young Eagle flights, a free flight for young children, and, you know, the helicopter and all that. It's great. So I hope all of you, and plus the food trucks. Now, we talked to two of the food trucks this morning. We had the man on from Schmitz, and, you know, Schmitz, just, oh, boy, they just ooze in goodness. And then we had on the man with a Sharktado truck, which will have lobster rolls and other goodies. Oh, boy, it sounds delicious to me. And that would be this Saturday here at the Marion Municipal Airport. Wow. And there's no entrance fee. No entrance fee. It's, you know, free. The only thing you got to do, if you have a ride or want to buy food, yeah, you pay for that. Okay, I have a caller here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, we also have micro drone races all day long, starting probably 9:30 or so. So if there are any school kids out there that mess around and have micro drones, come on in and get into the action and get into some of the races.
Are those the drones, those real cheap ones?
The little tiny ones. That's why we're having it inside, because the air would blow them.
Oh, okay.
You know, if it's too windy, you can't really do much with them.
Okay. So
we've got that going. And lots of things for kids. We've got airplane, train, lawn tractor. We'll be pulling 10 airplanes that are connected together, like you've probably seen at some of these places, like Lehner's Pumpkin Farm, and that, the drums that are cut up and they're put together like little trailers all in.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right.
And they have machine guns and stuff and sound effects. So that's something new this year, along with the pedal plane races, or just pedal planing around.
Yeah. Last year we really promoted those. In fact, one company actually borrowed them for their festival.
Right. They took five of them down there. Oh, where is it they have the Socom Festival?
Socom? Down around Caldwell?
Caldwell, yeah. It was down around Caldwell is where they brought the pedal planes last year.
Yeah.
And we almost made it to the Popcorn Festival, but didn't quite make it there. They had somebody bug out, and they were asking about the pedal planes. And it, as they soon found out, it was a bit of a logistic challenge, moving planes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And all of these planes, we have sponsors for them. Like Marion Auto Sales, Zeus Tire, R&R Tires, Perkins, Johnson Family, or Johnson Property Services, Tri Rivers, Marion Tech, and I'm forgetting someone.
Well, tell us about Tri Rivers, what they're supplying.
Tri Rivers, we are extremely thankful for Tri Rivers and all of the people who have voted for levies, because they are turning out some incredible young people. We have the criminal justice students that will be out helping around the flying this year.
And those students are dressed neat.
We're very fortunate. Yeah, we're very fortunate, too. We have volunteers from Ohio Health.
Really?
And yes, we do. We got volunteers from Ohio Health, and I think there are going to be some CPAAA people there. We've really had a great turnout for volunteers this year.
Gee, the Ohio Health people, yeah, I deal with them every other week or so.
Yeah, you never know.
In fact, I'm in their building, well, the building where they're located, yeah.
Uh-huh. And they're a major sponsor this year, and we're really fortunate to have an organization like that, and particularly this being the second year for Tri Rivers Career Center, the criminal justice students. It's a really great program.
Certainly is, yes. 11:25 is the time, so There's something for everybody.
There's something for everybody there. There's food. There's drone races. And I'm sure that the Airfoils RC Club will also have flight simulators there so kids can play around in airplanes. And 2 years ago when we had the B-17, the kids just, they were giggling like crazy. They'd take a B-17 up in the air and then crash and burn. And they'd do that over and over again. They couldn't get enough of it.
Wow.
Lots of things there. We're going to have military recruiters, the Black Hawk helicopter, medevac, and then the Ohio National Guard Black Hawk helicopter, and some World War II trainer-type planes, etc. So just a lot of stuff out there, a lot of good food, folks, and fun. Learn something about the airport and its mission to bring business and industry to Marion.
Now, I saw a business jet flying in this morning to the airport.
That could have been I want to say Poet. It could be the Bradley. I think the Bradley has a King Air. Could maybe be the Royal Group. But, yeah, we get corporate jets out there, and it's just something to see them. I mean, if you've ever been to an airport, see planes land and take off and all of that. And then, of course, we have the feature exhibit, the P-51 Mustang. And that's just something to see taxi out onto the runway and fly and that. And they'll, of course, be given if you want to buy a ride. I mean, you know, it's priceless, but it's a hefty price, and it's a half-hour flight, $2,000. But it's going to be the flight of a lifetime in a legendary, historic P-51 Mustang.
Yeah, boy, that was one of the top-rated fighter planes, of course, in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yep. And, you know, the CAF Red Tail, you can learn the story about the Tuskegee Airmen in the Mobile Theater. And we caution everyone, the theater only seats 35 to 40 people at a time. Go to their tent, register, get in line. It shouldn't be that long, but it's free. And if you want to moan and groan, did you moan and groan when you spent a couple hours at Cedar Point waiting for a two-minute ride on a roller coaster?
Well, anyhow, it's
free.
Yeah. So most everything is, unless you want to eat.
Food and souvenirs.
Yeah.
Will obviously cost you a lot more than what it does to park and for entry. So it's free to park, free to attend.
Now I'm thinking of a lobster roll from now until I get there.
Oh, you're going to be dreaming lobster roll.
Yeah.
You know, Jeannie's going to have to put a paper towel over around your head
yeah.
right when you're sleeping because you're going to be drooling.
Yeah, boy, that's for sure.
But,
so a lot
yeah, bring your kids out.
Yeah. Oh, the kids, yes. Grandkids, regular kids, all kinds of kids. Well, there's something for all of them.
Yeah, if the parents bring your kids out for everything that's going on there, grandparents bring the grandkids out. They will love you forever.
That's right. And it's free parking, free entrance, free, you know, everything's free but the food and souvenirs.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So bring plenty of sunscreen.
You betcha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey, we appreciate WWGH.
Okay.
It's wonderful to have this station in the Marion community.
Yeah, yeah, we're open for everybody and proud to serve. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Bye now.
Okay. Terry Klein. Okay. And you saw his article in the paper the other day, too. Okay. It's now about time to break here for 11:30 deal, and then we'll be back with trivia. So stay tuned. It's now 11:30. No, I was looking at my watch. My watch is actually 29 seconds fast. It's 11:29:38 right now. 11:29:41. So stay tuned. More to follow here on WWGH
Well, have you heard my interviews with Phyllis Diller here on WWGH?
Have I heard it? I could recite it word for word.
Well, Charlie, you must have a great memory.
Well, not really, but after 6,432 airings, it just becomes a part of your life. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the moon comes out, and you hear Phyllis Diller's interview and cackle on WWGH.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and we'll be here till noon today. The time is 11:31. So how are you doing? All right? Okay. Well, let me see. I've got some trivia here, and then I've got, what prizes do I can I offer you today? Same as yesterday. Oil change, Bill Huntsman, and I've got tickets to the Wilds and tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Okay. So that's our prizes today. Now, my first question, let me see here. There is a city, or not a city, but a street in Marion that has the name of a prominent city in Massachusetts. Can you figure that one out? In fact, there's two cities in Massachusetts with the same name, only one's, I think, an east and one's a west or something like that. A city starts with the letter B, and it's not Boston. Cities in Massachusetts. If you can name that street in Marion named after one of those streets in Massachusetts, you'll be a winner today. And if you don't know that one, you should think for a bit. There's also a street in Marion named after the fruit of a certain tree. What would that fruit be of a certain tree? It's not an apple. It's not a pear. It's not a quince. Not a plum. Not an apricot. I'm getting hungry. What street in Marion is named after? In fact, it's recognized by the state of Ohio. What is that street in Marion called? It starts with the letter B. Yeah, the fruit of a tree. Okay. And don't forget, too, if you win, the prizes can be picked up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at WWGH. We're not down in the basement anymore. We're up just the opposite. We're two stories up. Okay, here's a caller. This is the second here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
How about Buckeye?
Yes, Buckeye is correct. Yes. Okay, would you like a prize? No? David Watson, okay. But he gave me an answer. That's all that's necessary. That's fun. Okay, Buckeye, yes. Recognized by the state of Ohio as the tree of Ohio, isn't it? Buckeye? All right. Buckeye, did you ever eat one? I hope not. Because they're bitter. And if you ate a Buckeye, it would make you rather sick. Now, I used to live in a house that had five buckeye trees on the property. And I used to harvest the buckeyes and bury them in the ground. And after we had left there back, this was in the 1940s, there were buckeye trees growing everywhere where I put those seeds. Wow. A lot of people in Bucyrus go out to the cemetery to pick up buckeyes. I don't know where, wouldn't that be something to have an inventory of all the buckeye trees in Marion and where you can go to pick up buckeyes? Now, I had a project going back over 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, of writing Marion, Ohio on buckeyes with a gold pen and handing them out to people from all over the country. That worked great. Okay, now, another question, you say? Yes, there's a street in Marion named after a building that used to sell merchandise of all kinds, men's, women's, and children. And, you know, this business sold all that in Marion, but they named a street. Same name. What would that be? All right. Now, also there's a street in Marion. Oh, here's an answer. Let me see here. I got to get used to which button. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there, Karen? Well, interesting. Okay. Okay, a street in Marion named after a waterway or a river in Ohio. And then there's the building in downtown Marion that once sold merchandise of all kinds for men, women, and children. What was a street named after it? And I got the Buckeye, okay. And that street or city in Massachusetts. There are two of them with the same name in Massachusetts. One's either west or east, blank, you know. Starts with the letter B, okay. And then if I was running down the street trying to trying to catch up with somebody, there's a street in Marion named after what you would call me running after a person. Oh, my. And then there's, let me see, Bill Nye, that was going to be my question. Bill Nye, the science guy, and, oh, aha. Yeah, okay. Here's another caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Would that be Belmont Street?
No, but that's a good good answer, Belmont. Okay. Well, thanks, but try again. Okay, Karen, yeah. I got to remember to hit that red button to clear the telephone line so you could all of you can call. No, the street, the town in Massachusetts. I've eaten a meal there once, 3 years ago, but it's either west or east. You know, a lot of the cities in New England have an east, west, or south, or north tagged onto them. Okay, caller, go ahead.
How about Chase Street?
A safe street?
Chase.
Oh, Chase, yeah. Yes, you're right, Chase. Yeah, exactly. Hey, you're right on the ball. Would you like a ticket to the wilds or the zoo?
The zoo, I would, yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Bill Ballinger.
Oh, Bill Ballinger, okay. All right, Bill. Now, do you know where we're at, our new location is?
Yeah, I do, huh?
Very good.
Yeah, okay. Uptown.
Okay, Bill. See ya. All right. Bill Ballinger, okay. Let me write that down here. Today is the, 13th day of September already? Oh, my land. Where is this month going? This week is going fast. And there's so much coming yet this week before this week is over. Unbelievable. Okay. Jeff Ruth and yours truly will be all over the dunes this Saturday. The drive-in fly-in. Oh, yeah, and don't forget the the wheels part of that will be the big car display that benefits the people that have, kidney dialysis, yes. And so that's good. That we should have maybe 100 or so cars at least this year. Okay, so that's another big part. A little bit of everything here. Okay, now, I'm looking here. Oh, yes, a street named after a store that used to be in Marion that sold men's, women's, and children's clothing and shoes. What would that street be named? No, it's not Frank Brothers. Okay. Oh, let me see. and the street named after a river in the area. You know, Marion doesn't have a river. And we're one of the only cities around that has no river. Of course, we do not have flooding associated with a river. We just have flooding, period. You know, if you have one of those big rains and the sewers can't take it all away. Yeah. Okay. We've got the Kukwa Ditch and Grave Creek. Those are our waterway outlets for Marion. Grave Creek and Kukwa Ditch. Now, no one has ever found out what Kukwa means. Nobody. I don't know if you Googled it, if they'd come up with anything or not. But if anyone could ever find out how Kukwa got its name, you'd be eligible for some kind of a prize. Kukwa Ditch. Now, I've canoed the Kukwa Ditch from Marion to Waldo. And that was a thrill and a half. In places that was, here we go. Let me see. Okay, yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you talking about Euler?
Yes, Euler. You're right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, eligible for?
Oh, I've been eligible, but I'm out of rides right now.
Okay.
I just got out of the hospital.
Oh, did you?
I then laid up my water in my pacemaker blew off, broke, and I ended up down at Riverside.
Wow.
So I'm not doing too hot. I just came from the doctor.
I know what the feeling
is.
I'm
doing everything right now.
Yes, okay. Okay, yeah. Thanks for calling. And take care of yourself. All right. Okay, yeah. He's one of our steady listeners, that's for sure. Okay, and he said Euler's. Okay, and let me see. Can you name the street in Marion that the man who wrote the television series, what was his name? Rod Serling. Rod Serling worked at one time at WMRN as an intern. But he lived on a street in Marion, and a word got around for a long time of where he lived. And can you tell me the name of the street? It starts with the letter B. So that opens up big territory. The letter B. Okay. And let's see. The city in Massachusetts starts with the letter B. Okay, we got the chase. That's if you're running after somebody, and that would be a chase. And let me see. Oh, the Men's Garden Club. I should mention that, too. They're a big flower sale coming up here. Let me see if I can find it. There's a walk to benefit Alzheimer's on this Saturday. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Maybe the mum sale already took place at Marion General Hospital. Interesting. But if you win a prize, you can pick it up here Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Okay. Now, the question, there is a street in Marion named after a river in the area. No, it's not Olentangy Street. It's not the Kukwa Street. What is it? A street in Marion named after a river in the area. Okay. Let me see what else I can ask you that you don't recall. What street did Rod Serling live on in Marion? That's a good trivia question. To name that city in Massachusetts. It's right near the ocean. I mean, maybe it's on the ocean. Can you name that city? There's two of them in Massachusetts. There's east and west or north and south, whatever. A couple of them. 740-383-9944. The time, 11:44. We're going to break here shortly for a moment or two, and then we'll be right back with more here on WWGH in Marion, Ohio, 107.1.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and we lost our caller. Ralph, call back. 7403-39944. Now, something that we didn't mention during the Popcorn Festival, the ease of parking. There is a parking lot right across from where I'm, well, catty-cornered from us, over on the west side of, or the north side, rather, of Center Street. And that parking lot was open all through the festival, and I was able to park there every day. And you know one thing? I was able to well, here, this must be Ralph. Okay, go ahead, Ralph.
Hey, Charlie, was that Scioto Street?
Yeah, Scioto Street, yes.
Yeah, I'd be for Scioto River.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Need
yeah.
a prize, Ralph?
No, I we just my son just got back from the weekend over at the Wild. He said he really enjoyed it.
Oh,
so.
Well, good. That's good to hear. Hey,
I still got to go to the zoo yet. So other than that, I said we're still in shape there.
Yeah, well, you can come out to the airport then this weekend too.
Yeah, we're going to try to get there.
Good. Okay.
We've had a couple viruses and kind of kept us in away from everybody.
Okay.
So.
Well, the heat will cure those.
Yeah, but I was going to ask you there, night before last, did you see about the dragonflies on the news?
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up because there was a question, do dragonflies migrate? They don't actually.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how many they was and then what they said, you know, the flies, the mosquitoes and the ants.
Oh yeah, they just eat, they gorge themselves on mosquitoes.
And I seen that there, and I seen that was Caledonia, you know, and I thought, man, that's a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, around our house, my wife said, where'd all these fireflies and damselflies come from?
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, we get a couple around here when we're sitting on the deck or something, but other than that, we haven't seen too many.
Okay.
So.
They love to eat mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd bring that up while I was on the phone.
Okay, well, that's good. Okay.
All right, so
thanks.
Have a good day.
All right. Yeah, anyone else like to comment about the fireflies or the damselflies? You know, there is a difference between the two. However, they're so fast, you can hardly see the difference in flight. They're so fast. But they've been, it's almost like they were getting together to migrate. Maybe there's an extra large hatch of mosquitoes, because at our property in Clarendon, they were all over the place. Man, oh man. But they're an interesting character. You can look them up on the internet and find out all about them. Okay, I've got a caller here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
You know, I forgot one very important element this Saturday.
Yes.
We're very fortunate to have the Pleasant High School Marching Band for the POWMIA ceremony at 11 o'clock Saturday.
Okay, it's 11 o'clock Saturday.
That's the POWMIA ceremony, and they will be playing, and we have a senior, I don't know who it is yet, that traditionally one of the seniors sings the national anthem.
Okay, now where will that ceremony take place?
That's going to take, well, it's going to be in front of the terminal. Kind of hard to say exactly, but you'll know where it is when it's happening, and I'm sure you and Jeff over the PA system will bring people to their attention to
right.
join us for the POWMIA ceremony.
Okay, and you know, we haven't talked much either about the wheels part of this.
That's right. That's right. The wheels part of it is for cruising for dialysis, and all of the funds go here locally, and they hold these at various areas, too. So come out for the cars, and I heard mention, I don't know if it's going to happen, there's an organization called the Motor Pool, a bunch of World War II vehicle enthusiasts.
Wow.
I can't say for sure if they're going to be there or not. Someone said that somebody made a phone call, etc. So hopefully there'll be maybe 5 or 6 military vehicles out there for everybody to look at.
Did you tell me at one time there might be a Ferrari?
Well, the fellow who was going to be bringing the STEMI, the motor glider that has the 82-foot wingspan, he had mechanical problems, under warranty. They couldn't fix it until October. He's supposed to be bringing a Ferrari. I don't know which model or whatever, but he said he goes to car shows and things. So okay. That'll be something to look forward to as well.
That'd be quite an attraction.
Certainly the cruise in for dialysis. And again, a big, big thank you to Pleasant High School Marching Band and Tri-Rivers with their criminal justice students, Ohio Health with their volunteers, and the CPAAA, and there are many others. And we're going to have a board in the terminal that you can see how many people and see who all these people are that make this fly-in possible.
Good, okay.
So, I'm going to get out of here now and let somebody call in.
All right.
As Paul Newman used to say, it's mental block and thinking too much. Shameless self-promotion for the public good.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
See ya. All right, Terry Klein. Yeah, let me see. Okay. Now, I haven't got an answer on the city in Massachusetts. It's along the ocean. Starts with the letter B, and it's not Boston. And it's a well-known city, and it comes in two parts. There's a east and west or whatever, like a lot of cities in New England. They come that way. Okay. So, let me see, what else, what other street could I ask you to name? let me see. Well, here's a good question. Not a name of a city or a street. Who invented the cotton gin? What was the man's name who invented the cotton gin? 740-383-9944. Who invented the cotton gin? Now, what does a cotton gin do? That's a good question. What is the purpose of a cotton gin? I never thought, they bring in bales of cotton and put in this, and what does it do with them? Does it take the seed out, or is there a seed connected? What does a cotton gin do? We learned the inventor of the cotton gin in grade school, but no one ever told us what the purpose was of a cotton gin. Do any of you know? Give me a call, 740. I'll give you a prize if you can tell me what a cotton gin does. 740-383-9944. All right, so far today, Bill Ballinger has been our only winner. We've had other calls, of course. Okay. 740-383-9944. Like to hear from you. Okay. What is a cotton gin used for? What else was invented? Oh, the sewing machine. You remember the sewing machine, the inventor? Yeah. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Eli Whitney?
Eli Whitney. Now, what did he invent?
The cotton gin.
Oh, did he? Oh, okay.
And the cotton gin, I believe, was to take the seeds out of the cotton.
Oh, okay, yes, that makes sense. Eli Whitney.
Uh-huh.
Very good. What kind of a prize would you like today? The zoo or?
Do you have the zoo?
Yeah.
I'll take the zoo.
Good enough. And what is your name?
Karen.
Karen. Okay, Karen, and you know where we're located now?
Yes.
All
upstairs.
Right. Up the elevator, yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Isn't that nice, being able to come up the the elevator instead of down those cement steps? And I was always afraid someone was going to fall down. It was a nice place, though. Can't complain. It was always heated. Air conditioning was good. It was just the access was so difficult. We're on the same street now. In fact, we're on the same side of the street as we were there, only about a mile away. Okay, here's another caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
This is Bedford, Massachusetts.
Yes, exactly. Bedford, Massachusetts. Oh, David, what kind of a prize would you like today?
No, I'm good. Thanks anyway.
Okay, thanks. Okay. All right. How about that? Yeah, Bedford, Massachusetts. I think there's a new Bedford also. Yeah, okay. So you see, eventually I've got listeners that know everything. Okay. And let me see. I'm trying to think. The daughter of Clinton's daughter. There's a street in Marion named, has the same name as their daughter. I'm pretty sure it's the same. Starts with the letter C. Yeah. What do you think? 740-383-9944. Yeah, I think that. I can't say 100% that it's their daughter, but it starts with the letter C. 740-383-9944. It's a great day, and it's going to be a warm day today, so keep cool. And here's a caller. All right. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Is it Chelsea?
Yes, Chelsea. Yeah, we have a Chelsea Street in Marion. Yeah. Well, Roxy, what would you like for a prize?
Do you have the wildlife?
Oh, I sure do. Okay, just a second here.
Do have them?
Yeah, I've got, yeah. Okay.
I'll take that.
Okay, and what's your last name? Well, you don't have to give it.
I can't hear him.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Pardon me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. You want Wild's tickets, okay.
Yes.
All right, very good. And what's your last name, Roxy?
Ralston, R-A-L-S-T-O-N.
Okay, just like the breakfast food. Ralston Perina, remember that? Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, Ralston Perina. Maybe, did they make breakfast food or dog food? Ralston Perina. Now, it's interesting, my grandkids, their last name is Ralston, R-O-S-T-O-N, and they're always getting it mixed up. People misspell their name quite often. Okay, so anyone else? It's 11:58. It's just about time to fold up my stuff here and get on my way. Tomorrow's another day. Okay. So I hope all of you keep cool today. Oh, boy. Cool because it's going to be humid also. Drink plenty of water. And let me see, what else can I ask you? It's 11:58 and a half right now. And we'll be back here at 10:15 tomorrow morning. And don't forget, we've been talking about it forever, the big doings at the airport this weekend. There'll be things going on starting with Friday night, our big reception, then Saturday all day. Yeah, I don't know if there'll be some leftovers on Sunday. It's 11:59 Eastern Daylight Time. And now our location is different than it has been for the last few years. We're in the Ohio Health Building at the corner of Prospect and West Center, and we're up on the second floor, and all you got to do is come in the west door and look to your right, and where it says elevator, you push a button that says 2, and that will bring you right up here. Once you get off the elevator, you step out, turn to your right, and there we are. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, so I hope you have a good day, and right now, it is coming up on noon here on WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. Stay tuned.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk.